to the part of the roof.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. If you had a little building outside for keeping gardening tools and stuff like that, what would you call it?
A storage house.
Okay. What would you call an outdoor toilet?
An outhouse.
Okay. Do you have any other words?
No.
Okay. Okay, you might say you live in a frame
house.
Okay. Or you might say in our neighborhood they've been putting up a lot of new
homes.
Okay, or if you were going to use house, you'd say
houses.
Okay. What all kinds of buildings would you find on a farm?
The house, and the barn, and the storage shed, and outhouse.
Okay. A building where you might just keep corn would be called a...
The grain elevator.
Okay. Okay, have you ever heard a grain elevator called a granary or a granary?
A granary.
Okay. The upper part of the barn you'd call a...
Hayloft.
Okay. And if they piled hay up outside the barn, they'd pile it up in a...
Bale.
Okay, or if they hadn't baled it yet, they just threw it there, you'd call it a...
Pile of hay.
Okay. Have you ever seen a pile of hay that was covered, like there's four poles, and then they have sort of a sliding roof to cover the hay? Have you ever seen anything like that?
I don't know what you're talking about. To dry it?
Well, it's to really protect it from the rain.
No.
Okay. Used to be when they first cut the hay, they'd just kind of break it into little piles. And do you have a name for those piles?
Little bundles?
Yeah.
Bundles.
Bundles, okay. That was both of those two things, the back before they used to bale hay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, a lot of people don't have names for those things anymore at all, because they just don't do it anymore. Even farm people a lot. So, okay, what all kind of animals would you have on the place?
Cows, horses, pigs, turkeys, chickens.
Okay.
Work animals, maybe, like a mule.
Okay, okay. What's another name for a pig?
Swine,
Okay. Or a big pig would be a...
Little sow.
Okay, what is a sow exactly?
It's a female pig.
Okay, okay. Or another word for a pig would be a...
A hog.
Okay. What would you call the place where you keep the horses?
The barn.
Okay. If you didn't keep them in the barn, where would you keep them?
The stable.
Okay. Okay, where would you keep the cows normally?
Out in the field.
Okay, and where would you milk them?
In the barn.
Okay. Sometimes they used to milk cows, like, outside the barn, and they'd rope off a place, just kind of a makeshift sort of place.
The cow lot.
What is a cow lot?
It's a little area where they generally keep the cow when they want it up close to the house and not out grazing.
Okay, is that a permanently fenced place, or?
Oh, fenced, or just tie it, or if you're in town.
Okay.
On the edge of town, maybe.
Okay. Where would you keep the hogs and pigs?
In a... Call that, the... I have a word for it, I just can't remember it.
A bunch of mud.
Yeah, the,
What do you think of it? You can stop.
Okay.
Used to be, before refrigeration, people had, like, they put their milk and butter in a can or something, and they'd take it down and put it in a stream or a cool place under a tree. Do you have a name for a place like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the city,